Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino App. That's right, DraftKings now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of your own home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. And you get plenty of options from slots and blackjack and roulette and all kinds of table games with live dealers. What you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN. You get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. And last segment, Dustin, we took a look at the freshman on offense who might have a chance to play using James Franklin's green light, yellow light, red light status for players. This segment, we are going to look at the defense, and let's work our way from inside out. Let's start with the defensive line. Again, probably not an area that you think, boy, we're going to grab one of these freshmen and throw them right there, right out onto the field. But are there any possibilities there, Dustin?
So I've got two who are, I would put in the yellowish orange category towards the bottom of that progression, because, you know, within the green, yellow, red, I do think that even the Penn State coaching staff, they do see some guys who have more potential than others to transcend that. So I think Keziah Izzard and Cole Brevard are two guys on the defensive line that I would not anticipate them burning the red shirt, because the odds don't really suggest that. But looking at Keziah Izzard for starters, you know, I guess I just didn't realize when Penn State announced him, they announced him as a defensive end because he was a big kid. You know, he's in the mid 280s as a defensive end. So maybe he's a guy that that they work on instead of building him up, that they break him down a little bit and bring him down in weight. But I think because he's so ready from a physical standpoint, he's a really good football player too. And because of the fact that outside of the top four at defensive end, all bets are kind of off there. You know, there are some guys that we just don't know a whole lot about. And what happens if Keziah Izzard comes in, he's physically ready, he's mentally ready, football wise, he's close. There's at least an opening there for a player like him at defensive end. Cole Brevard, you know, with the way that Penn State has recruited the defensive tackle position, this would be a little bit more of a surprise than Keziah Izzard. But again, he shows up. He's over 300 pounds already. He's a force to be reckoned with. Again, it's not impossible for him to make a move. You know, a PJ Mustafa, for example, arrived in a more friendly setting to burn his red shirt as a freshman, just with the depth that was there then versus now. But it's not unheard of if a kid comes in, is strong, is able to play some quality snaps. And Cole Brevard, I think if there were an emergency situation, Cole Brevard, to me, looks like he could play some quality snaps. Again, both players, I wouldn't say it's probable, but it's possible.
Well, two notes on that, and related to what happened earlier this week, and that with Damian Barber hitting the transfer portal, that's one less guy for a tackle like Cole Brevard to climb over to get some playing time. So you got to consider that. And on the defensive end portion of it, I want to mention a name, Zariah Fisher from Aliquippa. And the reason why is our colleague Ross Tucker, when he did his evaluation of all the freshman players, it was Zariah Fisher that he had ranked the highest from watching his tape. So again, it may be tough to get get playing time. But as you said, at defensive end, if there's a place where you might have an opportunity, that might be it. So just another name to look out for.
I'm on board with that, but Penn State announced him as a linebacker, which kind of complicates the evaluation of his opportunity. If he is truly, if they're going to make that commitment, it kind of reminds you of back in the day, Cam Brown and Shaka Toney in that class. If they're going to maintain that that position with him and he's going to remain an outside linebacker, it changes things completely on how you view his path to playing time. I think he's ready. I think he's a guy rushing off the edge, whatever position he's playing, can do some special things. So if he does fill a need at defensive end, if they change their mind, if they change their evaluation, if they re-announce him as a defensive end, that changes things, I think, completely for Zariah Fisher. I will keep an eye on that. But if he maintains, if Penn State maintains that he's a linebacker, I don't know the opportunity is going to be there for him.
Yeah, great point and good segue into the linebacker position. But defensive end, who knows? They show up and just think, hey, our depth and, you know, one injury at that position, and all of a sudden they are possibly shorthanded and may need to fill that out. All right, you mentioned linebacker. Let's go there. You've got to think there's a lot of talent already there in that linebacker room. Tough for a freshman, a true freshman, to come in and see some playing time, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's you have to do something pretty special, I think, to break into that. And the only one I think who is, you know, capable of doing that is Curtis Jacobs. And I could see the Penn State coaching staff taking a similar position with him as they did with Brandon Smith last year, where what he can do is just too special to keep off the field. And Curtis Jacobs has that, you know, he can run, he can hit, he can cover, he can backpedal, he can do all the things you need him to do as a linebacker, a three down linebacker type. I don't know that he needs an injury necessarily. And you can always kind of weigh, you know, looking back on what Brandon Smith did, like, what did you get from Brandon Smith in exchange for that redshirt year? You can also look at mathematically, what's the likelihood of him being on campus beyond year three anyway? I think Curtis Jacobs is in a similar conversation to have about him. If you don't feel confident that you're going to see more than 3 years out of him anyway, then redshirting him might be kind of pointless. You might just be robbing yourself of an opportunity, even if that's just on special teams as a second teamer at linebacker. So, but he's such a good player, Jim, that I would expect him to play, to burn his redshirt. Tyler Elsden, we mentioned Zariah Fisher earlier. I would group him in with the linebackers again. Tyler Elsden, you know, he's a lunch pail kind of kid. And if you're a lunch pail kid who, you know, you're eager and ready for whatever your role might be, could a guy like that be a special teamer? Depends on how you feel about that. I view him as an inside linebacker all the way. And if you do view him in that capacity, then you're looking at Ellis Brooks and Jesse Lucchetta already holding that position down. When it comes to linebacker reps, I don't think Elston will see a whole lot. It's just a matter of, you know, could his role expand? Could he be a special teams guy? That would be his path forward to me.
Well, what you also have in that situation is, you know, there's one injury, you're one injury away from an opening on second team and that happening. And I think the other point to make when you talk about a guy like Curtis Jacobs and the talent that he has, and it's hard to keep them off the field. You mentioned, gee, you don't expect them maybe any longer than 3 years anyway. And just remember, even burning their red shirt, they have 4 years of opportunity to play. So, you know, you're not shortening those guys' careers when you have an elite player like that. You still have the opportunity to have them for 4 years if they're not leaving early. So burning the red shirt of a player like that, like you mentioned, Brandon Smith is a good comparison there. Although it'd be nice to say, gee, we could have kept one more year of eligibility. Do you really expect him to be around for a fifth year, maybe not even a fourth year? So there's no harm in that. And you also still have that fallback four-game situation where the true freshman, you might be a little bit selective of where you pick out those four games, but you can get them on the field, get a little bit of experience, and not burn that red shirt. All right. Let's head to the defensive backs. Again, last year we saw a couple freshmen playing significant time. Can we see that again this year, Dusty?
There's one player who I would put above the others in this conversation is Enzo Jennings, a kid from Michigan who's a four-star. He was on the recruiting radar for a long time. He played a lot of high-quality football in high school. He arrived in January. Physically, he makes the grade. I think in terms of his polish, he's pretty close. The safeties, you know, they really make ideal special team type players because they are a pretty good mix at that 200-pound range of being able to run and being physical enough to do what you got to do there. So Enzo Jennings is at the top of the list for me. Jair Brown from Lackawanna as a JUCO kid, you know, comes in with a little bit of polish as well. Joseph Johnson, the cornerback who arrived in January also, he needed some work, I feel like, technique-wise. In that cornerback room, that's going to be hard to infiltrate that top six of that cornerback rotation. I'm still just very impressed with what Penn State has there from an experience and talent perspective. I wouldn't expect Joseph Johnson to break into that this year. I think he's got some upside for sure, but I think he's more on the developmental side. So Enzo Jennings, you know, to make a long story short, Enzo Jennings is the guy that I'll be watching closely this summer.
Yeah, again, looking at this team overall, it has enough depth. It's going to be hard for freshmen on either side of the ball to get on the field. But let's just summarize this, Dustin. Give me your couple green light guys so that come fall, I could say, remember you said he was going to green light, Dustin. So give us your couple green lights to expect for the fall.
I've got two. I've got Enzo Jennings and I've got Curtis Jacobs in my green category. I've got Keziah Izzard, Zariah Fisher, Jair Brown, Cole Brevard, Tyler Elston, Joseph Johnson in the yellow category, kind of in that order when I think about upward mobility. And in the red, I've got Bryce Mustella, Fotomra Mulba, Amin Vanover, and Brandon Taylor. Four defensive linemen there. Again, the defensive ends, they're it's kind of an all bets are off situation, but I think it would be really surprising. You know, Bryce Mustella, Amin Vanover, both really long guys, talented kids, but who need some pretty serious work in the weight room to fill out those frames. Fotomra Mulba was a developmental guy all the way. Looks the part, really impressive physically, but hasn't played a ton of football, really just a couple years. Kind of came out of nowhere at Susquehanna Township. So I think he's going to need a couple years, but he can be very good down the road. All four of those guys, I'd say the same thing. So four guys in red for me. We're going to take a quick break here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We'll come back. My top 20 recruiting victory series continues right after this.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.